Senator Cruz says that we should be embarrassed about this amendment. I'll tell you, Senator Cruz, I'm embarrassed about how our system is distorted by literally now billions of dollars coming into this system undisclosed, unregulated, and unanswered. And Senator Cruz, maybe he fancies himself to be a constitutional expert. He knows that no amendment is absolute. His rhetoric, his over-the-top rhetoric here makes it seem like if you support this amendment, you're against the First Amendment. Well, I want to ask you, Senator Cruz, are you against anti-child pornography laws? He's not here. But would he be against anti-child pornography laws? Does that make him against the First Amendment? Is he an absolutist on the First Amendment? Is he against the ability to falsely scream fire that you should? Does he think everyone should be allowed to falsely scream fire in a crowded theater? And if anyone's opposed to that, are they opposed to the whole First Amendment and against free speech? Libel laws? If you're for libel laws, does that mean you're against free speech and you're against the First Amendment? Absolutely not. We have always had balancing tests for every amendment. Some of my colleagues on the other side, I know, don't believe there should be one for the Second Amendment. I believe there should, but I believe there's a right to bear arms. And I don't like seeing it through a pinhole, but that's neither here nor there. We have always had balancing tests for every amendment.